Today's daf is daf Koftes. This week the daf is sponsored by the Yastrap family for Refuah Shleimah for Itil Bas Esther Malka. She should have a complete and speedy recovery. Okay, we are on Koftes of an Aleph by the words Eima. I think that's four lines down from the top. So basically, yesterday the Gemara brought a brisa that learns out from the words She'ero that a father is Yorish his son before the brothers of that niftar, before the other son, so to speak, but before the brothers. So the Gemara is asking on that drasha, Ema, maybe we should say that she'ero, when the she'ero comes to teach us that that's the father, milamed sha'av kodem labas. Maybe that teaches us that the father comes before the daughter. The line of succession is son, daughter, father. But we're trying to say that maybe the father should leapfrog the daughter and be number two in the procession and not number three. So the Gemara says, no, why? Yachol Yakim Labain, you would have thought that he should come before the son. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk says, Nasatim Asnacha Solo, Shero Krove Lav, Karov Kodim. We're Makdim, we put forth first in Yerusha the closer relative. The closer relative, and that's the son. Why is the son closer? Because the son is closer to the father who was Nipter, because they have the idea of Yilud, we said yesterday, the idea of Stei Achuza. Therefore, you can't be Makdim, the father, to the son. The son's closer. But maybe the father should be more Karov to the daughter, because maybe he's more familiar, the closer relationship. The daughter doesn't stand for the father in any situation. So Gemara says, no, same answer as yesterday. Kavon de leinyan yibum bein ubas ki hadadi ninhu leinyan nachla nami bein ubas ki hadadi ninhu. When it comes to yibum, it says that as long as there's a progeny left over, whether it's a daughter or a son, even if it's a daughter, then there's no yibum because left over a descendant. So therefore, you see that the daughter is also poteres her mother from or her father or uncle from yibum. She's poteres the entire. Hipoteris, that's the right word. She's the entire concept of Yibun. But if the father would die, right? Let's say the son dies, and the father would die, he's not going to be poter the woman from Yibun. So you see that the daughter is kum tachas avia to prevent Yibun. The father's alive, there's no Yibun. The son's alive, there's no Yibum. The daughter's around, there's no Yibum. So therefore, since she's kum tachas avia when it comes to the Gabe, so the inyanachla nami beinu baski adarinu, they're considered the same thing, and she's kodemus to the father. Right, so how do you know that a son comes before the daughter? The whole thing was based on Yibum yesterday, right? Didn't we say the whole thing in the end was based on Yibum?
Yeah, but
the Gemara's gonna say the pasuk's out of order. Right, but the pasuk. Right, the Gemara is that it's called locus sigil conceiving. It's completely. I think it's just misvara. You say I think you say misvara that the son comes first because the son is close. He goes to the nachla, goes to the son. Like, maybe that's what you're saying. Fine. Right, is that what it says? Okay, so the Gemara says again, the ema she'ero. Maybe the word she'ero, we're saying is the av, it's the father. Maybe she'ero is the av. Milamed she'av kodem lachiav. That comes to teach us that the father comes before the uncles. So Gemara says, wait a second, yachol yaktim la'achin. Maybe you would say that the father should come before the brothers, right? Talmud lomar hakarov karov kodem. The brothers come before, because they're coming tachal liyivum, so the brothers come before, so therefore she'ero comes to teach me that the father of the niftar comes before the uncles of the niftar. So Gemara says, wait a second. Achei ha'av lo tzrichei kra. To tell me that the father comes before the uncles, you don't need a pasuk. That's the svara. Because achei ha'av, mikoach man ka'asu. From whose strength? They're not direct relatives. They're not mother or daughter. They're coming from the koach of somebody. From whose koach are they coming from? Mikoach av. They're coming from the koach of the father. If the father's not there, they're going to step into his shoes. They're coming mikoach av. So mikoach, right? Achay av mikoach man ka'asu mikoach av. So kai av kar yarsei achay av. So he's going to be It's a question. Kai av, kai yarsi achin av. If the father's alive, is there a svara to say that his brother should come before him? The only reason why they get is because he's not there. So this is a major point. This Gemara. There's a major machlokas. I don't know if we discussed it yet. A major machlokas about mishmash. Concept of mishmash. Okay. So concept of mishmash is as follows. You have the father's. You have the son gets it. Right. The son goes first. Then the father goes. Then the question is, then the brothers. So now, I think it starts by the brothers. Now that the brothers come, are the brothers getting it directly from the niftar? Or is it going through the father to the brothers? Which is called mishmash. It's mixed in. Is that how it goes? So you see from here, that if the Gemara says, achaya av mikolach manka asu. So when it comes to the uncles, the Gemara sees, the Rashi I think points this out. When it comes to the brothers, it's clear from the Gemara here. The Gemara says, "Mikolach ha," meaning they're not standing on their own. It's going to the father and coming to them. So here you see from here that it might be an idea of mishmash, not a direct Yerusha. Of course, what's the nafkamina where it comes from? So someone said, let's say with the brothers. The brothers get the supposed to go to. There's no sons. Father's not there, so it goes to the brothers. So. If it's directly, so the property never went into the father's estate, goes straight there. But if the property goes into the father's estate via mishmash, then what happens if there's a bal chov of the father? So it's possible that it doesn't even get to the brothers. Maybe since it first went to the estate of the father, then it's yanked out. You know these estate taxes. I guess that makes a difference also. You know how where it goes, whose estate is going to be taxed. It doesn't go directly to the father. The back here, I don't know if you saw it, the back here has like pages and pages about mishmash, rishonim, achronim, the whole thing. That's the major tumult as to what's going on here. Another thing that I think Rabbi Razman has pointed out in the past before, just to say, in Eretz HaTzvi, Rav Shechter points out, and I think it's also a Granat, he points out that there are two ways, there are two type concepts in Yerusha. There's what we call Yerusha, and there's what we call Kom Tachas Aviv, where you stand in the place of your father. It's not necessarily Yerusha, it's Kom Tachas Aviv. So one of the things he mentions is that the Nafkamin is an Eved. That the son, if the father dies, the son's allowed to use the Eved. So, but an Eved doesn't pass the Yerusha. So he says that because that, in that case it's Kom Tachas Aviv. So there's a whole arichus there of what the nafkamina of Kom Tachas Aviv. I think on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph it comes up more, and we can talk about it there hopefully. Okay, so the Gemara says Achay Lotzi Kra Achay Mikolach Manka Asu Mikolach Av Kaav Kol Yarsi Achay Av. So therefore it must be that the father is definitely before the brothers. So She'ero is coming to teach us that the father comes even before the brothers. Right, the father comes even before the brothers, which is. Same as right. You can't tell me that Sheiro comes to teach the father before the uncles, because that's logical, that's clear. So Sheiro comes to teach that the father comes before the brothers. So therefore, what's the order we have? We have son, daughter, father, brothers, uncle, and then whoever's left. So the Gemara says the high kra lab hachiksivi. That's not the way the pasuk is written. The pasuk says it's in Bamidbar, Chav Zayin Yud Aleph, Im Ein Achim La'aviv, if there are no brothers to the father, V'nesatim Es Nachal Sol L'She'ero. So you see from here in the Pasuk, the Achei Av, the uncles come before the father. So only if there are no brothers, then the father gets. And maybe it's Xerus HaKasuk to say that the uncles, for some reason, go before the father. So Gemara says, now, Karai Lo Kesidron Ksivei. The order of the Pesukim are not in order. The Pesukim are not written in order. And the Seder of the Yorshim do not go according to what is written in the, it's not written in the Torah. So he says, look at the Rashbam, it's the third wide line. The Hak, Kral, sorry, fourth line. Kral, Lok, Sidrin, Sivi. The Hak, Siv, Achei, Av, Achakach, Sherav. It must be the father comes first. We just gave a svara that they come from the brothers, come the uncles, come mikolach ha'av. The lo dictik hakasuf besidron. The pasuk didn't write, wasn't mendachik to write in order. Mishum the samach. The pasuk was so mech amay de kasuf. The pasuk says hakarov. So we're learning everything out from hakarov. So karov kodim. Umei atzmecha tesader osam kpi korban sam. And left it to the chazal to determine. But atzmecha, you yourself figure out who's closest. In Tomar, if you can say Kaven Dein Anu Hochan Achar Seder, that we're not going according to the order, Lishto Kromine. Why is it possible to say any order? V'lichtov Ish Kiyomus V'nesatim Es Nachlaso La Karov Elav Mimishpachto. Why don't you just say even to the closest person? Why give any order? Good question. So Ikal Neima Dekra Tzricha Tuva. We need the pasuk. Kid L'Kamam B'Pirkin Ubein Ein Lo Ayin Alav In Ein Lo Bas Ayin Lo V'Chen Kulan. I don't know what that means, but. The Gemara's Rashbam is asking a very good question.
the whole, you don't need the order. So that's right, you have to give it to the Karov. What's the order for? So we have to remember when we get to Kuf Tezvav to figure out what this answer is as to why we need the order. Or we could have just spent more time preparing last night, looked on Daf Kuf Tezvav and figured it out now, but I didn't. So, anyway, so Kri Lo Kesidron Ksivei. That's the first way of learning out that the father of the Niftar comes before the brothers of the Niftar. Right? From She'ero. Now we're going to bring another Man da Amar who has a different limud to teach us that the father is before in line prior to the brothers. So the Gemara says, "V'hot Tana Maisi Lamehacha." This Tana learns it out from the following limud. The Sanya, because we learned a brisa, et zo darish Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. This is what Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi learned. It says in the pasuk, "Ish ki yamos ubein ein lo." Okay. The Gemara left out the most important part that we have to learn. It's the Gomer is what we need. It's the pasuk says v'ish ki yamos, someone dies ubein ein lo, and he has no sons. The ha'avartem, and you pass. The ha'avartem es nachla so levito, and you pass the nachla to the daughter. So they're going to learn out from the word the ha'avartem, which means it doesn't say the misaktem like it says in every other place. It says the ha'avartem, which is similar to a Pesach word. You passed over one person and gave it to this person. So the Gemara's drasha is if there's no son, the ha'avartem, you pass the nachla from the father to the daughter. That's going to basically be the limud. The ha'avartem. The Gemara says. If there's a daughter, you are ma'avir the nachla from the father. You pass over the father and you give it to the daughter. Right? When the person dies without children, but he has a daughter, so you take the Yerusha from the father and you give it to the daughter. It's the Rivam, right? The Rivam in Tosos. Look at the Tosos. Since it doesn't say b'nesatem, like it says by all the others, the ha'avartem mashma loshen ha'avara. It's mashma loshen of passing over. She'ma'avir nachla mimakam ha'roi liyorosh min hadin lemakam she'enu yoroi. Take it from one where it should go to another place, where it shouldn't really go. V'hashta, now the Gemara is going to say, no sevenotin mihu ha'karov she'haya roi la'griva le'bas. Who is the karov who should have been before the daughter? Umoki la v'av. And we're going to establish that we should have gone to the father. The fisha hamet yotze yerecho, because the mace comes from the father. The ein lo karv yotze ro'i mimenu. Right? And there's no one who's more karv other than the sons. So you're passing it from the father to the daughter. Fine. Okay. Just when we're in Tosos, the top Tosos points out, we said before that a daughter is the same as the son when it comes to Yivam. She's poteris when it comes to Yivam. So, where did we learn it out from? Because we said, Ubein Ein Lo, right? Gemara says, Vim Tomi, Minolon, the Bas Potarus, says, Minolon, the Bas Potarus, Minna Yivam. How do you know that a Bas is Potarus, Minna Yivam? Imi, the Ksib Ubein Ein Lo, right? It says, and you can say it like Ayin, right? That's Ayin Allah, how it's Rikhle Suyi Mamzer. That Pasuk comes to teach us in Yavamos that even if you have a mamzer, you don't do Yibam. So where do you learn a daughter from? What's left for the daughter? So I'm not sure what he's saying, but Yesh Lomer Dishkulin, but Yavoh Shnehen. There's no reason to distinguish between a mamzer and a daughter, and therefore they're equal. I think, and I've seen other Rishonim, they said it's simple. The whole idea is that there's no one to be making the name. Just a daughter, then his name is still established. It's not like he gave up his last name like we think nowadays. There's no last names. There's someone to establish his name. His daughter was still in existence. He's going to have progeny. I don't know. But just Tosfos points out that there may be an issue over here because the drasha is not complete because the drasha that we use in other Gemaras is to learn it for moms here. Okay. So again. So the high tani meitzel mihacha, the tzayin is those darash v'shmol b'rab yosi, ish ki yomos v'beinin lo v'avartem, v'mokom bat atam abir nachal min al-av, but v'iyatam abir nachal min al-av, v'mokom achen. But if there's no daughter, you don't take the nachla from the father and pass it to the brothers. Only you pass it to the daughter. So the Gemara says, why are you learning that? So you see from here, clear, that the daughter is before the father, but the father is before the brothers. So we don't need it from Sheiro, we're learning it from the Havartim. And why does the Gemara leave out the most important word when it quotes the Pasuk? Why does it do that? So the Gemara asks, Ve'ema b'mkom bas, maybe the Havartim comes to teach me that it really, this daughter should come before the brothers. The daughter, really the brothers should come before the daughters. And you're the Havartim, the Nachla from the brothers to the daughter. So the order would be son, daughter, brothers, father. Who says it should be the father should come first? Where did you learn, where did you get that from? So Gemara says, right, the name of the Makom Bas, the Tamavir Nachlam in the Achin, the Iata Mavir Nachlam in the Abba, Philip Makom Bas. Oh no, the Gemara is asking, maybe the father should come before the daughter. Maybe the pasuk is saying the makom bas atamavir nachlam in aachin the ia tamavir nachlam in aav afilu makom bas. But don't pass it from the father. Don't pass over the father to go to the daughter. So it would be son, father, daughter, brothers. This is the order I think they're now talking about. Meaning you're not marvi the yerusha from the father even if there's a bas, because by the father there's no pasuk that tells you that the bas should be before him. So therefore the father should be first before the bas because he's carved up to the mace because it's yotze yerecho. The Gemara says, "In Cain, according to what he's saying, that the word Avartim has come to teach me that the brothers are Yoresh when there's no daughter, meaning that you take it from the brothers and give it to the daughter, but there's no daughter, it stays with the brothers. Lo nifta Rachmana Avartim. There's no need for the word Avartim because there's a clear pasuk. There's a pasuk that says V'im ein lo bas unusatim es nachla sole echov. So the Avartim can't be talking about." You pass it from that you give it to the daughters before the brothers, because the pasuk says if you only give it to the brothers if there's no daughter. So Havartim must be talking about the father and the daughter. But Havartim nachla, you pass take it from the father, it goes to the daughter. So the order is son, daughter, father, brothers. Okay. So now we have two limudim as to where to learn that the father comes before the brothers. One was from She'ero, and this one is now from V'Havartim. Gemara says, "Uleman dinafkalei may v'avartem." According to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, who says that the Yerusha of the father comes before the brothers from the word v'avartem, hasheiro my avidle. What does he use the word sheiro for? It's extra, right? So Gemara says, "Biboy le lichy desanya." He learns it for the following: sheiro zo ishto. Sheiro also means the wife. Milane chabal yorish is ishto. That comes to teach me that the husband is Yoresh, the wife. That was what Tosfos was saying. Yoresh is Ishto. The Kasavar Gorin Amosim Medarshim. Kari Hachi Nasasim Es Nachalas She'ero Lo. Somehow they learn that She'ero is the wife. So the Baal is Yoresh, the wife. So usually the Gemara always says, okay, so where has the other guy learned it from? But it doesn't say that here. Now it just asks, according to the Tana from yesterday, who said that the Yerusha of the Av comes before the brothers because of the word She'ero, what does he learn from the word V'ha'avartem? Right? It could just say in the Satem. So what does V'ha'avartem come to teach us? He needs this pasuk to teach us the following that was in the Braisa. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, B'chulon, in all Yorshim, Nemar Behen Nesina. It says the word of Nesina, giving. V'kan, but with the Yerusha of the Bas, Nemra behen ha'avara, uses the language of ha'avara to teach us what? She'ein lecha she'mavir nachla mishevet lishevet elabas. The only time a nachla could potentially transfer from one shevet to another shevet is if the daughter is yoresh, is your reshet, right? Ho'il ubina uba'ala yorshin also, because her son and her husband would be yoresh her. So if this daughter marries a man from another shevet, and if her father passes away, and she has no brothers. So then she gets the nachla. Then the nachla would pass from when she passes away, it would pass either to her husband or to her son's family. So the nachla would transfer from one shevet to another shevet, which is the whole thing by slavchad, but no slavchad, where they promised they wouldn't marry anybody from a different shevet in order to make sure that the nachla would stay. That's the first source, but you can't intermarry. You can't intermarry in Shvatim. Because you didn't want the land to pass from one to another. No, I don't understand. My question is: you need a pasuk to tell me that that's how it works? Doesn't logic dictate that's how it works? We know that a son is yorish his son or a husband is yorish the wife of mother. I need a pasuk to tell me, so therefore the nachla is going to transfer to another shevet. That's just the way it works. That's just the metzius of how it works. If you just follow the charts that I'm sure are being drawn up all over the country, you follow the charts, that's how it's going to work. Why need a pasuk to tell me that that's how it's going to work? Now, maybe that's what the other man number says. I'm not going to bring a bartim like that for that, because that's pashtus. That's how it works. But usually the Gemara says, oh, what is this? How does this guy learn it? How does this guy learn it? They don't go back and forth here. Okay. So now the Gemara says, going back to the Braisa on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, where we said She'ero means the father. So Umimai the She'ero Ze'av. Where does the Tana learn that She'ero means the father? Why? The pasuk says, this is in the Arayas parsha. The Ksiv She'er Avicha Hi She'er. You see that the father is called the She'er. The Gemara says, Ema, maybe you can be Dorish, that She'ero is the mother. That She'ero is the mother. And if She'ero is the mother, then we have a whole problem of learning out the father before the brothers, because we don't have anything here to teach with the father. It says She'ero, the Ksiv, same Pasuk, one Pasuk afterwards, it says She'er Imchahi. So you see that even the mother is called She'er. So why don't we be Dorish here, that She'ero, that the son and the father... No, so we can learn from here that a son of the father and a son of the mother are Yorish the Ben. But we know that the son of the mother is not Yorish the Ben because it's only considered the Mishpacha is only considered the Mishpacha of the father. So Amar Rava says no, because, and that's exactly the answer. Amar Rava, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Amasatim, it's not Chazol, Sherekho, we love, Mi Mishpachto, the Yorish Osa. The word Mi Mishpachto is crucial. The Rashbam says, like every other line, the Rashbam's going to give this. Right, who says that mishpachas av kruya mishpacha, mishpachas aim eino kruya mishpacha. Only the family of the father is considered your family, but the family of your mother is not considered your family. The ksiv, the mishpachosam, the veis avosam. It's in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. Mishpacha is considered the father. So a lot of people have quite problems with this. The mishpacha of your mother is not considered your mishpacha. You call that's the answer. It's not regarding Yerusha, because you see, you called when you're sick. You call the mother and lineage. You know, lineage of to determine who's a Jew goes after the mother. A lot of things where the mother is considered the family. It's just legabe Yerusha. You got the Yerusha. That's the that's how it works. Where is that? Right, it starts with the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Nachlos Perek Aleph Halacha Beis says that the din that a mother is not Yorish her son, that's you say it's a din pi Kabbalah. What do you mean pi Kabbalah? We have a pasuk that says it's mishpato. So Lechem Mishnah says, why is this pi Kabbalah? He says because there's a difference between here and there. And what's that? I think that Rashach says that he says in the Abi Ezri that she'ei mishpachta enkru mishpacha zeu rak li'inyan she'ein akulu b'parshas Nachlos. It's only in the parsha of Nachlos. But she still is Yorish you. She can still get, right? Is that, it can work somehow? The point being that it's only, like Menachem said, it's only when it comes to Yerusha is where she's not considered Mishpacha, but she is considered, because if she's not Mishpacha, then you have to look at the mother's family, for Shiduchim or anything. It is Mishpacha. It's not like Abe Nachlos. Okay. So the Gemara now asks, now we're going to go a little bit of Tanakh. Umishpachas ein eina kruy mishpacha. You telling me that the mother's family is not called the mishpacha when it comes to this? V'haksiv by pesal micha. V'haksiv is shoked in Perak Yizayin. V'yehi na'ar mi beis lechem Yehuda, and there was a lad from beis lechem Yehuda, mi mishpachas Yehuda, who was from the family of Yehuda. V'hu Levi v'hu garshav, and he's a Levi and he's there. So it's hakuf akasha. He's a Levi, but he's from Yehuda. How does that work? Hagufakasha, Amarta, who Levi, you said that he's a Levi, Alma mi Levi Asi, it's Muchach Nemni, he's from Shevet Levi. But then it also says, mi Mishpachas Yehuda, Alma mi Yehuda Asi, he must be from Yehuda. So if he's a Levi, it's clear his father's a Levi. So what's Mishpachas Yehuda? His mother's family. So Ella Davua mi Levi, the Ema mi Yehuda, the Ka'amar mi Mishpachas Yehuda. And he's saying Mishpachas Yehuda. You see from here that it's called Mishpacha, even from the mother's family. So I don't understand with Akasha, based on what we just said 2 minutes ago, that you only say that you're not considered Mishpach when it comes to Gabi Yerusha, so maybe you're still called by the mother's family name. What does it have to do with anything?
Are you allowed to marry your wife's your mother's sister?
Are you allowed to marry your mother's sister? I don't believe so. Right, of course. So that's considered a family. And of course, it's only the Gabbai Nacha. It's only the Gabbai.
No, but
there's another reason for that. There's a Pharisee Pasuk that tells you can't do that. I mean, that doesn't. We're talking about things where you don't have a clear Pasuk. There's a Pasuk that tells you not allowed to marry your aunt. It says both. Doesn't it say both in the Pasukim? I don't know. Now, if you feel ignorant, I don't know the psukim, but I think it's both. Okay, become mishpacha Yehuda. You see that it's called mishpacha, even though it's the mother's family. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Bar Chanan, lo, that's not how you interpret the pasuk. Rather, Gabra de Shmei Levi. He's been mishpacha Yehuda. So his father's family is from Yehuda, and his name was Levi. His name was Levi. From his guy named Levi from Shevet Yehuda. This is the guy who was the Kohen of Pesel Micha. So Gemara says, it can't be that he was from Shevet Yehuda." Because what happened was Michal was so happy that he got someone with I guess credentials to be Kohen by his Pesel. So what credentials do you have if you're from Shevet Yehuda? You have to be a Levi. So Ihachi Hainu the Amar Michal. Is this how Michal said? Now I know that God agrees with me because I got a Levi to be a Kohen. Even that, what do you mean? You got a Levi? You didn't need a Kohen to be a Kohen. You don't need a Levi for it. Levi can sing and prepare everything. He can't do the Avodah. Whatever. So I have a Levi for a Kohen. What? Just because of the name? Because of the name Levi? The Gemara says, the Yisrael Gavra de Shmei Levi. Michal, I guess you can see from here a little Muslim. You see from here, if you wanted to do an Avera, try to justify your sins. Any little thing that you can see, you can justify what you're doing. He got a guy whose name was Levi. That was enough to say, now God wants me to do it with this Pesel Micha. So this guy's name was Levi, but he was from Mishpachas Yehuda. No raya from here that Mishpachas Aim is called Mishpacha. So Gemara says, wait a second. V'chi Levi Shmo? Was his name Levi? What are you talking about? Halo Yonasan Shmo. His name was Yonasan. Because the Pasuk says, right, the Pasuk says in the following parak, in Yudches Lamed, it's V'yonason, then Gershom, then Menashe, who one of Hayu Kohanim L'Shevet Hadani. Yonason, the son of Gershom, the grandson of Menashe, him and his children were the Kohanim L'Shevet Hadani. This Pasuk's talking about this Nar, and his name is Yonason, not Levi. So therefore, if his name is not Levi, and his name is Yonason, so the Mishpacha is come to tell me, what A is from Levi, B is from Yehuda. We're back to the same point where we were, that the Mishpacha is Yehuda, the Mishpacha, and that's the mother's family. So Amalei, so Gemara says, wait a second. You're telling me that his name wasn't Levi, his name was Yonasan. Ulatameh, according to your Shita now, which means that the Na'ar was from Shevet Levi, v'chi ben Menashehu is Gershom, right? It's Yonasan ben Gershom ben Menashe. Is Gershom mentioned in the Pasuk, right, who's the father of this Yonasan, is he the son of Menashe? Hello ben Moshehu. We know that this boy was the was a lineage of Moshe. It would be Gershom ben Moshe. What do you mean ben Menashe? Balo ben Moshe who? Diksid, b'nei Moshe, Gershom Eliezer. The children of Moshe were Gershom Eliezer. So the father of Gershom was Moshe. So we're not exact, even in the Tanakh, when they write, when this word Menashe is written, the Nun apparently in the Mesorah is above, it's higher. So the Nun is off kiltered from the rest, so meaning that it's the Mesorah is that it's Moshe, not Menashe. So why are we writing names of people who aren't really part of the line here? We're writing Menashe instead of Moshe. So we're saying Ella Mitosha Asa Maisa Menashe. Since this guy Yonason did a Maisa of Menashe, Menashe was later generations is going to be the big Oved Avodah Zarah. So Tlo Hakasav Ben Menashe. So therefore, the Tlo Hakasav with Menashe, they said that he's a descendant of Menashe because he acted like Menashe. Hachanami, so too, mitoksh asa maisa Menashe, the asa Yehuda, plo a kasa Yehuda. Since he did a maisa like Menashe, and Menashe was from Yehuda, we can say he's from Yehuda.
Menashe was later.
Yeah, Menashe was later. Yeah, when they wrote the Navi, they must have, according to this, they must have written the story post Menashe, unless they did it with Baruch Chodesh. You're right, Menashe is later. Menashe is the son of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Number, and that's number one. Number two, Menashe did tshuva. What? That he did tshuva?
Yeah.
No, the Abbas eight time I asked that question. Am I doing Nikra Menashe Makukal? I really soap Asa tshuva. He brings a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Then whether his tshuva was sincere or not. Anyway. I think the question is better. How do you told it? You're telling a maisa with somebody it's like saying that, this guy he's generations later. Told it to someone who's generations later. I understand also being told it in his name. So even if we answer that question. So since he doesn't last maisa like Menashe, we're going to call him Menashe. So since he did a maisa like Menashe, who's from Shevet Yehuda, we'd call him Yehuda. Since he did a maisa like Menashe, who's a king, we'll call him Melech. I mean, what does that have to do with it? Okay. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, from here we learn, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Mikan, Shetolinas HaKalkala B'Mokulkol. From here you see that if someone does something wrong, we're Mesiachis him to someone does something similar wrong. That's what he told us, HaKalkala B'Mokulkol. Menashe, Menashe. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Amar says, no, we don't learn it from there. Why? Because you can't tell the Makalkal Mekukal if the Mekukal is these generations later. He says you learn it from here. Amar Mehacha. This is by Adoniyah. Adoniyah was a son of David, and in the beginning of Malachim Aleph, he's sort of Mor B'machus and decides for himself to be the king. And then you have the whole story where Bathsheba and Nathan and Avi, they come to David and say, who should be the king? But Adoniyah tried to be himself the king, so basically he was Mor B'machus. And the Pasuk says, Vigamhu Tov Tomer Ma'od, he too was good looking. But also Yalda Achra Avshalom. He was born after Avshalom. So it's mashma that Adoniyah was born after Avshalom from the same mother. But that's not true. Valo Adoniyah ben Chagis. He was the daughter of Chagis. The Avshalom ben Ma'acha. Avshalom was the daughter of Ma'acha. So how do you say in the Pasuk that they're born after each other? El mitosha asa maisa Avshalom. Since Adoniyah did a maisa like Avshalom did, the Marib Ma'achos, he was Marib Ma'achos, because the king was supposed to be Shlomo, not Adoniyah. Tolo akasav Avshalom. So the pasuk because tolo him like Avshalom. So he said. So Rabbi Yochanan says you learn from here. Tolo akakalav makul klav, because that's at least here it's the same generation. The other one is the Menashe's generations later. You can't doesn't work.
So how do you explain the pasuk Hu Levi? You're saying that's his name now, or going back to the previous pasuk?
No, he's a Ben Levi. His name is Yonasan. He's a Ben Levi. I mishpachas Yehuda. That's because he's told in Menashe, since Menashe was from Yehuda, and he did a Maisa Menashe, they called him from Yehuda.
No raya to the mother?
No, because the whole raya we have from the mother was Mishpachas Yehuda, meant his mother's family. Now we're saying Mishpachas Yehuda is just being told on a Maisa Menashe. So he's similar to Menashe, like who's from Yehuda.
Can't stop
no, it's not.
Usually it says, you know, where you're from. It says family of whatever. Now we're saying nothing about family means just.
That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara is saying.
We have that in Tanakh a couple of times.
You have it a little more in like Divrei Yomim, you have that, where they say that the words, that the names are not really their names or where they're from. It teaches us about who they are and what they did. That's a drasha, that's the Torah Shiva Ksav. That's the Torah Shiva Ksav. The Torah Shiva. He's a Levi.
No,
he's a Levi, but he did the Kahuna in Vayd Pesel Micha. Because Micha says, Ati Adati Ki Hayali HaLevi LeKohen. The Levi is my Kohen. Which we asked, even that's not a big deal. He's supposed to have a Kohen, not a Levi. Okay. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, La'olam, a person, Yidbak Adam Betovim, you should always cling on to good people, and you should marry the daughter of Tovim. Shere Moshe, Shenasa Bas Yisro. Moshe married the daughter of Yisro, who was at one time a Kohen Levoda Zara, and Yatsam Imenu Yonasan. And his grandson, well, his great-grandson, Yonasan was Gershom, but no, his grandson was Yonasan, who was over the Zara. So Gemara is saying, because he married the daughter of somebody who was a Rosh, even though he did Tshuva, again, I don't understand this whole thing. These are the sukkahs of Yichus, right? So Moshe Nasa Bas Yisro Yotzim Meli Yonasan. So, but Aaron who married Bas Aminadav, right, who's that? That's Elisheva, who was Nachshon's sister. Aaron Shinasa Abbas Aminadav, Yatsim Menu Pinchas. So his grandson was Pinchas. So there's a Taz, I remember there's a Taz that says all that happened, you know, when children were educated, daughters were really educated at home. When all the girls go to school and they learn, this may not apply. You have to judge each one by their individual. It's a very hard thing to say. You have wonderful children. There's a Chazanish also about that. It says you should always marry the daughter of a Talmid Chacham. He says, but not that you find plenty of wonderful, wonderful girls whose fathers just are not Talmid Chachamim. So he says, so the Chazanish says that if the daughter is so good, it's Megala that really inside that the father's a Talmid Chacham. What does it mean as a Talmid Chacham? He wants Torah. He learned Torah. He's Mechabit Torah. Somewhere along the family is a Talmid Chacham. He says that the goodness of the daughter is Megala that on the Yichus. You have to answer Teres, because these Gemaras are very, very difficult. Otherwise, you shouldn't be plenty of Bali Tshuva and Geirim. How are they going to get married? Marry each other? You have to have a whole separate unit. To... Right. And what did he say?
He was asking about the Gemara,
Right, so that was different. Then he goes, then he goes, that's where he has, that's the shuvah where he says he went to the ocean or something like that. That's just, that's only a Ramosha can say that one. Right. Yeah, that's part of it also. They bring down here, because it says, Ben Yoyada brings it down. Ben Yoyada brings down that when Moshe married Bas Yisro, Yisro had to make a neder that his first son would be the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, he didn't give him a milah. And then the Malach was pogei him at the inn, and he gave the milah. So no one went to Avodah Zarah. So Ben Yoyada says, well, maybe this Yonah's son was Avodah Zarah was becoming the neder of Moshe, not because he married Bas Yisro. Okay. Sorry. Okay. So Rambam of Elazar loan you about the Matovim Shari Moshe Nasu Bas Yisro Yatsim and Yonah's son and Aaron Shnasu Bas Minadav Yatsim and Pinchas. So Pinchas came from Aaron. So the Gemara says, Pinchas lami Yisro Asi. You tell me that Pinchas didn't come from Yisro? What are you talking about? But the pasuk says Elazar ben Aaron, Elazar who's Pinchas' father, the son of Aaron, Lakach lo mibnos Pituel Putiel lo Isha. He took from the daughters of Putiel for a wife. So it says that Elazar, who's the father of Pinchas, took a daughter from Benos Putiel. Who's Putiel? My lab the Asimi Yisro. Isn't this meaning that the daughter of Yisro, Shepitim Agolim Avodah Zarah? Because he fattened calves for Avodah Zarah. That's Putiel, is Yisro. So you see that Pinchas comes from Yisro. Pinchas in this instance would be even closer to an Oved Avodah Zarah, because his mother would be from Yisro. What? Whose name? Yeah, but won't think what way? And stops by Yisro?
No, it doesn't look
like
Yisro.
You can't go to Yisro. Yisro will go from the father, from the mother's side.
Right.
Okay, but then the Gemara say, but he was still, he may have been a tzaddik, but he had yichus from Yisro, but from the mother's side, right? But that Gemara says you're supposed to marry somebody. We're talking about marrying a woman, so you must marry someone with good yichus. So my love the Asim Yisro. So Pita Magal Avodah Zarah. So Mar says lo. It's not the case. Putiel is not Yisro. The Asim Yosef from the doors of Yosef said Pete Pate the Yisro who conquered. I don't know how he says Pete Pate. What did he translate that word?
Struggled.
Struggled. We all struggle. It's to conquer. So struggled with these Yitzir, right? He struggled with his Yitzir. So Mar says no. It can't be that he's from Yosef. That Putiel is Yosef because. Hello, Shvatim Mivazim also. The Shvatim were Mivazim Pinchas. After he killed Zimri, Va'omrim, Re'isim ben Puti Zed, did you see the son of Puti? Bein Shapitim Avi Imo, a kid whose father was fattened cows for Shapitim Avi Imo, a golem of Odozara, Yaharog Nasibi Yusheva Yisrael, he's going to kill the prince of Israel? So they were making fun of him. Very hard to understand. What did they make? Didn't he do the right thing? They all sided with Zimri? And they were making fun of Pinchas? Didn't they learn their lesson from the thousands of people who died from the Magefa? So I heard Pshat said maybe says is that when you do something good and you do something big, you think you're haughty. You always think so. Someone has to put you in your place. Don't think you're so great. You did the right thing, but don't think you're so great. Look what your yichus is. Look where you come from. So don't get too high on yourself. Whatever. Okay. So you see from here that Pinchas is from Yisro. So Gemara says Ella. Maybe his grandmother, from his father's side, from his father's avua de ime, his mother's father is from Yosef. Then ima de ime mi Yisro. Then his mother's mother is from Yisro. The avua de ime mi Yisro. And if his mother's father is from Yisro, ime de ime mi Yosef. Then his mother's mother is from Yosef. What's the point here? I don't really sure what's going on. It seems to be saying that you're trying to add generations to Pinchas to push him further away from Yisro than this Yonason was. Sorry?
Okay.
So they're making him further down the road, so it's not so bad. But
then Elazar's bad.
Number one, then Elazar's bad because he married.
He's a generation closer.
But also, how does it work? The generations don't seem to work.
Yonason is how many years later?
That's the question. How many years later is Yonason? It seems to me that Yonason is only two generations later.
He's
Moshe's grandson. But it seems to be missed up. But Moshe's grandson is all the way in Shoftim.
But that's at the end of Shoftim, but it's the beginning.
It's the beginning, right? That's what they say, it's all in the beginning.
Gemara says tomorrow that the daughter of Melech made him an officer.
Who made Yonason an officer? Yeah, so he's all the way.
Yeah,
So the Tosfos says, "Im tomer in kein heyach Pinchas ben tovim tvei miyonasan." Why is Pinchas greater? Sorry, ima de emid the Pinchas miyisro asik. He hated the emid avu the yonasan miyisro asik. They both came. So it says, "Yesh lomar mishum shiyonasan mitzad av." Yonasan was from the father's side. That's worse. Shaya avim ben bas yisro Pinchas mitzad aim. Anyway, so they could, so you see here. So basically, what they're saying is that he's from Yisro and he's from Yosef. And Dekanami, the Ksir, the Apostle says, Mibnos Putiel. Mibnos Putiel, Tarti Shemamine. It's both of them, it's Mashma that he came from two things. And the Machlok is whether it comes to the plural of Bnos, or it comes from the word Putiel with a Vav. So Mibnos Putiel, Tarti Mashmane, that he's from two Pituyim. He's from Yisro, who is Pita Magdalena Rozar. He's also from Yosef. Yosef, that Pit be Yisro. Okay, tomorrow we'll pick up from. You have to check after your potential brothers-in-law before you marry somebody. That's the next Gemara. Have a good day.